Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. The Reverend Corey Rajak is preaching, and the Reverend Mark Raby is the liturgist. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you all are partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Dear fellow redeemed of Christ, especially you, John and Marcia, Quentin and Lindsay and Carter, Clarion and Joel and your family, Hans and your family. We gather together with hearts full of gratitude, not only to God for his gifts of grace and salvation in Jesus Christ, but we also thank him for you, for all of you, his chosen vessels who carry the gospel to foreign lands. There are a few verses more appropriate for a day of celebration like today than the ones we have before us today. To the Philippians, Paul writes, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I have to say what Paul expresses here in this text, I echo for you today, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, your faithful labor, your daily cross-bearing, your bold proclamation of the word in both foreign lands and difficult fields is a cause for thanksgiving and joy, not only here in the chapel of the IC, but across the entire church. Your faithful service has changed the lives of countless people around the world. And for that, I thank God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel. The word that Paul uses to translate it as partnership is the well-known Greek word koinonia. And it describes a special bond between the apostle and these faithful Philippians. This koinonia is not merely sentimental appreciation. It's not a token of a thank you for a job well done. No, Paul's sentiment here is a sense of fondness for the people of God. It is a long dwelling upon them and the work that they have been doing, their partnership in the good news of Jesus Christ. He uses words like always, every, and all. And these words reveal a level of intensity and feeling. He's expressing a fullness of thanksgiving. Why? Because of their koinonia, their fellowship, their life together in the gospel of Jesus Christ. For you see, this gospel is not merely wishful thinking or an idea invented by man. This is not some plan of action that can be started or stopped at a moment's notice. No, this gospel is life. It is eternal life. This gospel is the proclamation that Christ Jesus came into this world, took on human flesh to save sinners, and that by his death and resurrection, he has reconciled us to the Father. And you, dear missionaries, have been called and sent to carry this gospel, to carry this good news to a world that had not heard, to a world that is often hostile to you and to its source. You have been called to proclaim this message to a faraway place, to a people and language you did not know. And this is no small task. In fact, I would argue it is a task which is not humanly possible. But as Paul writes, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. That he who began a good work in you. You see, my friends, the work that you have done, the work that you have now completed, the lives that have been changed, it's not your work at all. It is God's work in and through you. As the word is proclaimed and the sacraments distributed. In the small called articles, Luther puts it this way. The gospel gives guidance and help against sin in more ways than one, because God is extravagantly rich in his grace. First, through the spoken word, also through baptism, through the holy sacrament of the altar, through the power of the keys, and also through the mutual conversation and consolation of brethren. Missionary work is living out of this gospel richness. It is bringing the word to bear in the means of grace, in consolation, in conversation, in community. Your bringing of Christ to people in distant lands was not done through flashy programs or clever techniques, but simply by delivering Jesus. By delivering Jesus through those things he has promised to work. And though the world may have looked upon this work and scoffed, though it may laugh and ridicule and even attempt to silence, know that they did it to our Lord first. And he has overcome the world. And because of his sacrifice, because of his victory, your labor is not in vain. For God is at work, just as he's promised, bringing the impenitent to repentance, bringing sinners to grace, bringing death to life. And through it all, we the church stood with you in prayer and encouragement and support. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, Paul writes, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace. Brothers and sisters, we are united not by culture or background or color of skin or manner of speech, but we are united by grace. Grace in Christ alone. Of course, our work is often marked by sacrifice. I don't need to tell you guys that. You know all about that. You know all about the sacrifices you made to serve on the mission field. But even more, our work is marked by joy. Paul speaks of joy repeatedly in this letter. Why? Because where Christ is purely preached and rightly administered, there is joy. Even in prison, as Paul found out, even in persecution, even in the isolation and loneliness and the challenges of getting a visa in a foreign country, there is joy. Because wherever the gospel is, there is Christ. And where there is Christ, there is also forgiveness and peace. So today, we gather together as a community, as a family of God, to give thanks. But not in some sentimental, appreciative way. Rather, we give thanks as Paul did in our text, with all fullness and intensity, and with joy in our hearts. We give thanks for the Lord who calls and sends faithful laborers into his harvest. We give thanks for his word that does not return void. And we give thanks for all of you. For all of you who have answered the call, here am I, send me. I leave you this morning with a quote from Luther in his commentary on Galatians. Luther always had a way with words. Luther wrote this: "The gospel is also the main doctrine of Christianity, in which the knowledge of all godliness is comprehended. It is therefore extremely necessary that we come to know this doctrine well and constantly inculcate it." That word, inculcate, literally means to drill or hammer it into you. I guess Luther had some knowledge of human nature. Brothers and sisters, this was your calling as missionaries. And as you begin this new chapter in your life, this is your calling now. To know the gospel. To teach the gospel, and to speak the gospel again and again to every sinner in need of grace. And that means all of us gathered here today. And as Christ is the center of your words, your actions, your life, then this new mission of yours will be a faithful mission. It will be a fruitful mission, and it will be a mission full of joy. To Christ alone be the glory. both now and forevermore. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.